Just back spasms. You know, just sore, and you know, he's been tight for a couple of days, and he spasmed up pretty bad, and that was pretty much it. So he's day to day. You know, so you know, we'll every day kind of see how he's doing. But right now, he's going to be out.
Is he going to travel to San Francisco?
He's not going to travel. He's going to stay behind and do treatment with the guys staying behind.
Because Paxton's going to start on Saturday,
yes.
Will it be more of a traditional? He'll stay more with the ones in San Francisco, or will you still be kind of rotating back and forth?
We will still rotate those guys back and forth during practice. So Paxton will start the game on Saturday for a quarter and a half, and then Trevor will play the next quarter and a half. Good question.
Cody Latimer?
Cody's got a sore knee.
Sore knee?
That's pretty much it, and we're just being smart about it.
DeMarcus Walker's
got a sore hip flexor, and we're being smart about it.
Do you already know guys who will not play on Saturday?
Matt Paradis won't play this week. He will play against Green Bay. Jamal Charles won't play this week. He will play against Green Bay. Those two definitely are out.
Everyone else is there today.
Well, that's been the plan, you know, for the entire time to kind of, you know, let's get Jamal as strong as he can be before we put him on the field. He is ready to go, guys. Mm-hmm. It's me. Okay, it's me holding Jamal back, but he wants to go. He wanted to go last week, but the plan was Green Bay, so we're going to stick with that plan. He will practice this week, though, in San Fran. So he's traveling. He will practice, but he won't play Saturday.
And Walker and Latimer, will they travel? And
Yes. They're both traveling, and they should, you know, be able to go this week.
See, even though
that could change also.
Even though the prognosis was better than it looked on Wolf and Crick,
yeah.
Are you worried about DN position as far as bringing guys in, and how have you been working practice?
Right now, you know, we've got, I think, about seven guys working, you know, working those three spots, and that's a concern. But, you know, with the number restriction, you can't just bring a guy in without losing someone. So right now we're gonna go as we go, you know, and hope we can make it through the next couple weeks with seven guys. And as we go along, if we need one, we will add one. But right now we're going to San Fran with and who we've got.
You are hopeful Wolf and Crick will be ready for the opener?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
seasonal.
Standing here now, yes, they should be ready for the opener. That's the plan. That's why we're going so slow with these guys. I can push Wolfie back out there next week and push Crick out probably by Friday. Makes no sense. Okay? Makes no sense. So, you know, our goal for those guys is to rehab, get them as healthy as possible, and week one, be at full strength. That's the plan right now with those two guys.
What are you expecting and hoping for guys like Kurt and Gotsis to do these extra reps in the gyms?
Well, you know, obviously Gotsis and Kerr, they were a big part of our plan coming into the season. So they have to step up and play well. You know, that's part of football. That's part of training camp. Injuries happen. So the guys behind those guys, they shouldn't smile about it, but they should be excited. They have an opportunity to be a starter on this defense. So that's their role. That's why Kerr was signed. And obviously Goss is being a second round pick. He's a major part of our defense. So he should be ready to go this week.
Has there been a better player the last couple of days than Khalif Raymond? Seems like every time we turn around, Khalif Raymond's making a big play.
No, I mean, he obviously played well on Thursday. He made the three biggest plays, in my opinion, on offense. The kick return, the punt return, and the scramble play by Kyle. So he's an impressive person. I mean, he is always engaged. He's very fast. He's a tough-minded guy, and I've been impressed with him.
What were you expecting from him? Because he missed that time in OTAs and in camp with the finger.
He missed with the finger, but watching him before the injury, I mean, he's a player with real speed. He's a smart guy. He can play every position on offense as far as receivers concerned. So I wasn't surprised he played well. I mean, he's a guy that's got a real skill set.
Is there any message to the team that you're going to be staying in the same hotel they stayed at when the Broncos won the Super Bowl?
Any message? Not really. I mean, that was two seasons ago. That's over, you know, and most of those guys have moved on. You know, last year counts more than that counts. Obviously, you know, for your lifelong memory, it doesn't. But for this football team, that means nothing.
Okay. You got the new rules now where you don't have to cut anybody until Saturday, September 2nd.
Yeah.
Does that help you as a first-year coach getting a longer look at certain people that mm-hmm. might be close?
Yeah. That helps everyone involved, in my opinion. For the young guys, they have a chance to play one more game to prove their worth. You know, to us and the entire league, it's valuable for those guys, okay? For our staff to not have to play our valuable backups, you know, for an entire game, that's also huge for us, you know. A guy like Corey Nelson, you know, we have to play the entire game, the fourth game. Now he can play a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half, and he can sit and watch and get ready for the Chargers. So that's big, you know. And in our evaluation, it's huge for us also to kind of see those guys one more time, you know, have one more chance to kind of impress a coach with one play you can make. So it's awesome for everyone involved.
Do you hope to have a starting quarterback Monday?
Monday? I don't know.
After this game?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not there yet. Paxton's starting Saturday, and we'll, after the game, you know, we'll sit down and watch it and kind of figure out our plans from there. But I'm not sure. I'm not stressed about that. About it being Monday, I'm not.
Coach, when you start naming starters at various positions, how long is...
Should we ask him about it on Monday?
He will. He will. Got you, Mike.
I might be stressed.
You are stressed about it. A lot more stressed than I am. I'm sorry. No. Mike's in the way. I'm sorry. Go
ahead. When you start naming starters for the season, how mm-hmm. long is that in effect for? Is that something you reevaluate after week one, middle of the season?
No. If you name a starter, he's the guy going forward. Now, injury can kind of, you know, play into that. But once a guy is named a starter, that's a huge decision. That's over time. So once that's made, that's pretty permanent.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Mike.
Thanks for your time.